The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 100, and I'm here with Ryland, as always, and I'm here with our special guest, Colin.
And not a brother.
Yeah, he's a cousin. Got the two brothers and a cousin podcast now.
Yeah. Now, this is episode 100, so we want to do something a little special, so we're just collabing with my other podcast, The Three Terrible Gamers, where me and Colin do gaming news as well.
We've done it once before, but
yeah,
might as well do it again.
We have. We've done it for mine and Colin 1 year. Last year. Or 2 year. No, this has been 2 years.
One year.
It was 1 year.
Yeah.
Mine and Ryland is 1 year.
You guys, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Time, it's been 2 years for you guys.
Time goes back too quick.
Time flies. Yeah. This month felt like a week.
This whole
this month's only been in for 2 days.
It's true.
This month's only been 2 days.
I mean, last month, July. Shut up.
Alright. We'll go ahead and start. No Mario and Sonic Olympic games this year.
You want to start your first call?
Hey. So, it's really no surprise. It sucks, but it's no surprise because in 2020, the IOC, which is the International Olympic Committee, made a decision not to renew the games licensing deal with Nintendo, ending a run of games that's covered most Summer and Winter Olympic Games since 2007. Mm-hmm. It's basically all because the International Olympic Committee, yet again, it's all because they was like, nope, screw you guys, Nintendo, we don't want to collab with you anymore with doing the Mario and Sonic game, which, like I said, sucks because I remember the first one coming out in, I believe, 08 for the Beijing Olympics.
They were fun games.
Only one I ever played.
Well, I played that one with you. I didn't own it, but I did have the Winter Olympic Games, the one that came out right after the first one. That was really good.
This is the first time in like 17 years that they haven't had an Olympic.
Yeah.
Olympic game.
Yeah, because.
Which.
Sometimes they come out the year before the Olympics, or sometimes the year of the Olympics, just depending on the year, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think 2020 was weird, obviously, because of COVID and everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, obviously, it came out in 2007, the first one, but the Olympics weren't till 2008.
But really, did they do anything different in between the games that they did release? Or was it pretty much reskins or pretty much updated graphics for what console it was out on?
So, I'm not really sure. They probably had different games, but a lot of the same, too. Like I said, I don't know. I've only played the one you had and then the Winter Games. And, of course, the Winter Games are different than the regular games. So I'm not sure what they did with the games after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not exactly sure. Chase, he has the most recent one, 2020, but I hadn't played it, so I haven't even watched him play, so I have no idea what games are on it.
Yeah, the Mario & Sonic 2020 one was for Tokyo.
Yep. Tokyo Drift.
Oh, Tokyo. Tokyo.
Good movie.
It is. I remember last time I watched that was at your house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I watched like the whole Fast and Furious series. Nice. You guys are asleep.
I think I stopped after 7.
I think I watched 9 in theaters, and that's...
Yeah.
They're probably never stopping.
The newer one was the best.
No. Not like the one they games anyways.
Yeah.
Well, Mario and Sonic version, obviously the normal Olympics ain't stopping either.
If the normal Olympics stop, something's wrong.
Right.
Some war's happening or something.
About 500 BC.
Yeah. Alright, we'll move on.
Greek.
Bungie announces layoffs. Just add that to the list.
Oh, Bungie. I know, we've had the Epic layoff. The Epic Games layoff. What was the other one? There's like another one too, wasn't
Sony there? Themselves.
Yeah, Sony.
Insomniac.
Microsoft.
Yeah, 343.
There's a whole bunch of giant companies.
Yeah. A lot.
They said, screw you guys.
It's at least once a month where a new one's coming out.
Yeah, there's just a new one. It's like every...
I would say, only company that's really rivaling it to counteract is Bethesda, because they're going to start trying to unionize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course, I know that was a topic me and Ashton had once upon a time, and we didn't quite get to it.
Right.
But, Bethesda's getting... Yeah. But, yeah, Bethesda's trying to counteract it, but everyone else is like, nah, screw you guys, we're going to drop 17% of our workforce. Because when they announced it, it would lay off 220 employees, which is 17% of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And moves 100 company, and it moves 155 roles within the Sony Interactive Entertainment, which I didn't realize Sony bought out Bungie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Last year, I believe.
It did. 100 people were laid off in October of last year, too, from Bungie.
So, yeah, this is pretty much just... I mean, some down to another Sony layoff. I mean, obviously, exactly. Since they're owned by Sony.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bungie, they used to make Halo games, and then now they're working. Owned by Sony. So.
So no more Halo for me.
Which they made better.
And no more Halo games. For Sony.
Yeah, no more Halo.
Yeah.
And eventually, Halo will come to PlayStation sometime down the road, I'm sure.
That's excellent. Xbox's first ever exclusives.
Yeah, but what, 4 exclusives came to PlayStation? Just past 4 or 5 months?
I was just saying, 4 or 5 came to PlayStation.
Yeah.
Hi-Fi Rush, Sea of Thieves. I can't remember the other ones.
There's a few other ones, but yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the 2 main ones.
But I believe the company had layoffs last year, too, from what I'm seeing still in this article, because it says 100-plus layoffs last year.
Yeah, I thought we covered it last year, and then I was like, well, maybe they hadn't had a layoff. I was thinking of another company, but they're having another layoff.
I can't remember what I ate for dinner today, let alone something I don't hear.
Well, there were so many of them, too. They all kind of, run together. But I thought we'd cover Bungie. I think it was before Sony took over. And bottom. Yeah. But.
Namely, Bungie CEO Pete Parsons, where it was dug up that he allegedly spent $2.5 million on classic cars since Sony's deal, according to an online auction website. So it seems like they need to just get rid of their CEO.
And yeah, he's wasting a lot of
opposed
money.
To laying off 220 people, because I'm sure out of those 220 people, you're pretty much just now equaling his salary.
Well, and
which is Sony? I mean, is Bungie American based since they got bought out by Sony? Since they initially American based, or since they're Sony owned, are they Japanese based now? So is this million USD or is it yen? I'm assuming because I didn't think.
I'm assuming US dollars.
Yeah, I don't think they would change it. Like,
but
that in yen would be a whole lot more.
Yeah.
And it also doesn't help that they only have one game for the past, 8 years. that they've been.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, they just keep making expansion after expansion.
Destiny 2, they've been. Yeah. They haven't.
Finally lived up to Destiny 1's hype, you know. It was supposed to be a 10-year game. They're almost to 10 years with the second one.
Yeah, but my gosh, enough's enough.
I mean, Destiny 2 is a good game, but holy crap, you don't need that many DLCs and stuff. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, like, it's ridiculous. Just get on with the next DLC game. Start being
release like Destiny 3 or something. Like
something. Or just move on.
Yeah, just move on from Destiny.
They're good games, but like I wouldn't even know
you don't need
where to begin with Destiny 2 now.
There's so many expansions packs and everything.
Just something I'd never keep up with as much as I can play. I don't get to play that much,
Like just to explore like other planets, you have to go and buy a certain expansion pack or something like that.
Yeah, it's not like No Man's Sky or Starfield. Like you can buy the game and then just go and do whatever.
Yeah.
Wherever, but Destiny 2, you have to buy the DLC in order to even reach a certain planet to get to the mission.
And the fact that the game's free now, anyways, it's free to play.
Yeah.
Minus buying the expansions.
Right.
So whenever it initially came out, it had a $60 price tag on it, too.
Yep. Yeah. That's when I got it for Christmas, is when you had to pay. So I have the disc.
Nah, I remember when you had to pay. I used to play the demo version of it because I couldn't get it.
I never did get into the second one because, like I said,
Whenever it first became free, that's when I got into it. But then I just quit playing it after like a month.
Yeah. I never into the second one.
It was just like, okay.
Yeah, I was the first one.
The first one was good. I beat it. Yeah, I beat it. It was really good.
Yeah,
but the second one was just really good. It was hard to me to start over. Basically, you're just starting over. Like I put so much time into the first one.
Yeah,
you know, getting my guy high level or whatever, and then you're starting over, and it's
It's just like your progress doesn't continue.
And I think it should especially on an online game like Destiny's. They're always online.
The only thing that's saved is like your character model. Like your character model is the thing that's saved.
Yeah.
Your stuff, like your armor, all that, it didn't save, just the character model.
Yep.
Which I hated that so much.
Because of the Kingdom situation where, you know, it's a single player game.
Yeah.
And everything again. Which, I mean, that's fun too, but, you know, you expect that from a single player game, but like I said,
but also the Tears of the Kingdom one makes sense because you do.
Yeah.
Because of what happened. But the Destiny one doesn't make sense at all. Like, why you have to restart from scratch like that.
Like I said, I kept on replaying the first level over again. I got tired of it. I never played it again.
Like, it's a good game, but...
Yeah, it is. I didn't get any DLCs for the first one. I just beat the base game, and that was it.
I didn't either. I did, too.
Still fun, though.
What is it? Who doesn't love Destiny?
All right. Aya Neo launches a DMG-like Game Boy.
Isn't it just like an upgraded Game Boy, basically?
Pretty much. It's an emulation device. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what Aya Neo is known for, is their different devices for emulation.
There's two new games.
There's two of them. Yep.
Yeah, the DMG starts at $341 at geez.
Yeah, I didn't see the prices, but they're on pre-order.
And wow, there's the Pocket Micro kicks off at $190. That's just a smaller version of it, I guess.
Yeah, it's made to kind of look like the Game Boy Advance Micro, and then the DMG's made to look similar to the original Game Boy DMG model.
Yeah, but yeah, they're not.
So they went with the
not cheap.
Original Game Boy and the Game Boy Advance Micro, pretty much copycat.
Yeah,
yeah, basically.
So what, on the original Game Boy, you get Tetris and Super Mario World. I mean, the first Super Mario World.
No. No.
Not Super Mario World.
Yeah, on Super Mario Land. Super Mario Land. You get the first. Yeah, the first one. And the second one. And the second one, I believe, is the original Game Boy 2.
I believe so.
It says it's arriving in like October.
Yeah.
Of this year.
Yeah. But with them being emulation devices, like you can. It's not just.
Yeah.
You can't just play Game Boy DMG games on that. Like you can play other things too. Every single Game Boy out there, and then probably other games as well. I'm not sure. I didn't see exactly what operating system was running on, because I know they have some devices that run off of Windows and some that run off Android.
Well,
but it being small like that, it's probably might be Android-based.
I think it will be Android-based.
Yeah.
The DMG, it has an OLED display and a Snapdragon G3X Gen 2 APU. The cheaper micro model, it has an IPS screen and a Helio G99 processor. So it's obviously less powerful, but...
Right, right.
So I don't know if it's worth $350, like how you said earlier.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't
think the DMG is $341. I don't think it's worth that much. Like,
I wouldn't pay $300 for a Game Boy that's still in a box. Like, been
you could get a Switch OLED for that price.
Well, and cheaper. Like, Ryle and me and you talked about, because we cover the emulation handhelds more than me and Colin do on our podcast. Yeah. But we talked about the Ain't Odin. Too many or whatever. It looks like a PS Vita. You can get that for about the same price as you can the DMG A and Neo here. So I'd just get an Odin 2 Mini.
Yeah, and you can do more with it.
You can do a whole lot more with it.
So there's really no point in getting this if you can just get an Odin 2 Mini.
Right. Yeah, because... I mean, having a DMG Game Boy look like handheld, that's cool and stuff, but $350.
It says here in the article, I got the ANO knows how to cater different types of handheld fans with its devices, and the new Pocket Wrench covers a lot of ground. Powerhouse Android users looking for a punchy performance and elevated specs no doubt will be tempted by the DMG model, but the screen... This is a 3.92-inch OLED display running at 1240 by 1080.
Okay, so it is going to be running.
So I think Android. It is running. It.
So yeah, if it's running Android, you can play pretty much anything from Game Boy and NES up to, with the Snapdragon that you said, probably up to at least GameCube on it. So
yeah.
I mean, that's okay. But like I said, the Odin 2 Mini can do the same thing.
It has 1 terabyte.
Because you can play pretty decent Switch emulation on the Odin 2 Mini.
Yeah.
For around the same
price. It says here, the DMG has, it wields 1 terabyte storage and 16 gigabytes of LPDDR5X RAM. Which would set you back a whopping $592. Those are like that's just like the max. Like
yeah, there's different versions of the Odin 2. I think the lower one was around $300 or $400. But if this thing's $350, even if the Odin 2 Mini's at $400, then I still think you'd better off be getting Odin 2 Mini. And also, ANEO is known for. They launch a new device, it seems like, every couple months. Like, they're always working on something new.
Yeah. Yeah, all the Micro Pocket is just, like, a cheaper version. It says here it maxes out with 8 gigabytes of RAM and 256 gigabytes of storage for $250. And not really sure how retro players will actually... need that much for running classic console games. But yeah, yeah, definitely Android based and everything.
Like if you're just going retro, 8 gigabytes of RAM, it's plenty enough to run
Game
Boy and NES up to N64.
Yeah, you could easily get, let's say, a whole bunch of games just by that. Because, you know, they're obviously.
Oh, yeah.
8-bit.
When you said it had, what, 1 terabyte of storage or something like that?
Yeah, like the most expensive version of the DMG, it has 1 terabyte storage and 16 gigabytes of RAM.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's like, I don't know. That's kind of ridiculous for that type
With the 16 gigabyte RAM version, you could run some Switch emulation on it, yeah. But still, you're limited to that DMG form factor and the smaller screen that comes with a DMG device. So if you got a Node 2 Mini, you have it's more comfortable because it's a horizontal device instead of a vertical like a DMG, and plus you have a bigger screen on Node 2.
So basically, I think the DMG is just a waste of money.
Pretty much, and then the micro version is even, in my opinion, it's even dumber. I mean, it's basically what it's
because it kicks off at 190, and you can obviously, you know, get it more expensive if you put, you know, whatever you want, the type of RAM, whatnot in it.
Right, right.
But it's just dumb to get that whenever you can just get the Odin 2 Mini. And you can run a whole lot more different emulation games like PS3 and etc. Like not only like Nintendo based and stuff retro.
And I think it'd be more comfortable to hold too. Like I said, like it's shaped exactly like a PS Vita instead of the original Game Boy. Not the original Game Boy was uncomfortable, but like I said.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Just ergonomics seems better on the.
Like you just fit it like this, just in your pants.
Now the PS Vita doesn't feel nearly as good.
But the Game Boy, you got a
PSP did though.
Yeah,
PSP was way more comfortable than the Vita.
Love the PSP.
Yeah, definitely. All right, we can move on. The only reason I have is because somebody I work with gave me one. He said he didn't use it anymore, so he gave it to me.
Best kind.
Yeah.
Free.
Yeah, and it was already hacked. I didn't even have to hack it.
Heck yeah.
All right. Tomb Raider, The Crypt of Kronos, officially announced. It's not what you guys think. Those of you listening.
I seen it's like a board game.
It is a board game.
It's weird. Board game.
I first seen it, I was like, oh,
I was reading.
I didn't even see a new game released. And then I was like, wait, this is a board game.
I was reading through the article, and I was like, okay, so it's a Tomb Raider game, so it's obviously going to be good. And I see board game, I'm like, what?
usually we're on top of the new games coming out.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, there's no way this thing was hidden this long. And nobody leaked.
But it makes sense why you didn't.
Yeah.
Why we didn't hear about it. It's just a board game.
Yeah.
Actually, this is week three in a row of you having to do something with some sort of mythology because Kronos is the god of time.
Yeah.
So you got 3 weeks in a row of doing something with some sort of mythology.
And I played God of War 3 on.
I should love
it. It's 3 emulator today.
Nice. I love God of War 3. The remastered version's nice. For the PlayStation 4.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last time I played it. It was like a year ago.
I just played the original on the PS3. Or on our PS3. PC.
Still in the middle of 2018.
Oh, yeah.
Sound the board game word away for you.
Yeah, if you're
it says the cryptocurrency heading Kickstarter in May 2025.
Yeah, May 2025. Yeah,
but and it's supposed to be a full Tomb Raider experience per the board game company that they're releasing with.
Yeah, it says here the board game will feature everything. You know, you would expect from a Tomb Raider entry, epic combat, puzzle solving, and twists and turns around every corner.
And it says it can be played alone. How would so you don't have to play it with somebody.
Heck yeah. Yeah, if you don't have friends, you're fine.
There you go.
It says, Lara Croft must embark on a journey to the elusive island of Kairos. In search of an artifact said to hold the reins of time, she will have to navigate treacherous terrain, evade cunning traps, and confront an enemy from her past. Everything you expect from a Tomb Raider game is here, from exploration to puzzle solving and tense combat. You'll need to race against the time to find the resources you need to stop the enemy invasion.
Yeah, it says here, with sessions ranging from 20 to 180 minutes, you can approach the game however you see fit, but as with any board game, it encourages replayability. So if you
3 hours, just shoot me.
Yeah. I mean, crap, some Monopoly games take that long.
That's why I don't play Monopoly, because they can take forever.
You're pretty much just playing the game of capitalism.
Yeah. But I don't like it.
That's all Monopoly is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, first thing I was like, oh, new game's coming out. And I'm like, yeah, it is, just not a video game.
It's not a video game. It is Tomb Raider, but it's just a board. I wonder what the pieces are going to be like. Are they going to be like character models or what?
Yeah, maybe.
With the pieces? Like a little Lara Croft or something?
Yeah. Like a Dungeons and Dragons situation.
Yeah, I feel like it'll be like that or something.
Next Baldur's Gate DLC.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That game did not reserve Game of the Year.
And apparently, this article it says they're apparently making an animated television show too.
I seen something like with the Tomb Raider, they're making a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, an animated television show
on an
to an upcoming RPG.
Yeah, they're making quite a bit of Tomb Raider stuff.
What's that called?
Will they already have a couple movies out?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
I want to say
they're making.
Maybe. Oh, I think so, actually. Yeah, now that you say that, I think I've never watched it, but I think I did see something about that.
I'm almost positive. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Go Alive. Tomb Raider movie.
I think there is one.
It was 2018.
Yeah, I remember it. I remember. No. Yeah.
Bunch of actors I never heard of and actresses.
Man, makes sense.
That's why it was never as popular. Should have put The Rock in there.
Yeah.
Then it would have blew up.
Yep.
Any movie with The Rock. Or Kevin Hart or something.
Yeah, definitely.
The ever technical board game. Based off the first movie anyways. Because obviously the second, the one with The Rock initially was a video game.
Yeah.
And Jumanji.
Like the 1995 Jumanji was a board game.
Yeah. And the newer one with The Rock was like a video game.
Yeah. Pretty cool. All right. It's cool.
I don't know if I would play it, but it's cool though.
Yeah.
It was a collector's piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're into that series. I mean, they're all right. I've played a couple of the games, but I'm not a huge, huge fan of them.
The one that came out in, like, I think it was 2018 or 2019, I liked it.
I don't remember.
I forgot what it was called, dude.
I have a couple.
I don't keep up.
I think it was just Tomb Raider.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think it was Tomb Raider. I'm not sure, though.
All right. Moving on to our last topic. So, as I said, me and Colin both have a podcast, and then me and Rylan, but mine and Colin's, we just done our 100th episode Monday, then we're doing mine and Rylan's today. So we're just, this is the last topic. I just thought we'd just take a look back at our podcast, see how far we've come. And, you know, we started it just as a hobby, just for fun.
I mean, originally
it turned into something that we've had a lot of fun with.
Yeah. Make money off of it too, which is nice. That's an extra. But it's also fun doing it too.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, money helps. It does. But
Yeah, money definitely helps.
We started just to have fun.
And my joke on the very first episode of our podcast was, I already talked to these guys for free. I may as well try to make a little bit of money doing it.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, originally, at one point, I was a part of the
Three Terrible Gamers podcast
for
a
few episodes.
Then you sissed out.
I wasn't really comfortable. So I just...
He's comfortable with, like, hey, Colin, come to my episode 100.
Comfortable now. Then I wasn't.
You're good. I gotta give
I even struggled to talk in front of a camera on YouTube videos at the time, so
it takes getting used to. Like, I remember our first episodes, even just audio, like I was really nervous, and then our first video several months later I was really nervous, but you get used to it.
Oh yeah,
and plus, like, whenever you're talking to people you know and stuff, you're not really paying attention about, like, you're not as nervous if you don't think about it.
Right, right. Like, you're just talking how we would normally talk anyway, so.
Yeah, just, you know, read a little bit of articles, whatnot.
Yeah. I mean, I got over my embarrassment pretty quick because I had my kid, you know, yelling the whole first episode of our first podcast.
And the audio was so awful. Like, it was echoing.
Oh, my, yeah, I remember the echo. Yeah. You and Cole's voices, because you were in the same room, kept picking up everything.
Definitely came a long way.
I remember listening to that. Oh, yeah. I remember listening to that. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is terrible.
It was awful.
Hey, the audio.
Specifically, we never claimed to be good. We claimed to be terrible.
That's true.
True.
They listened to it. I mean, the warning's in the name.
I mean, we try to give you the best quality possible now, especially now. But,
yeah.
You know. Terrible isn't the name for that podcast.
Right. Which, we have the equipment now necessary.
Yeah, we have equipment now.
Then we had phones. I mean, yeah, I had a computer, but we didn't have the software.
You didn't?
To go with it. We
didn't really know how to do it yet.
And then the mic and everything, so we just used our phones. And then Anchor, we thought it was going to be good.
Oh my gosh, it was awful.
Like, it was actually awful.
I remember whenever it was like Anchor, like it shut off for call. I remember whenever me, you, and Colin were recording one time, it just kept shutting Colin off or something like that. Like,
the quality wasn't even that good for the audio. Like, it was bad. Yeah, no, it wasn't really even because it was on phones. It was just that.
And you had to keep your phone on. Like, you had to keep it on.
Yeah, you couldn't lock it.
If not, then everything would just mess up. And I kind of, I didn't like the invite system for the thing either.
Yeah, you had to send it through text, I believe.
Yeah, you had to send like a link or something like it. It was like a link or something.
Yeah. Because we used Anchor, and then we used Spotify Live. And then we just switched.
Which is still basically Anchor.
owned by the same people.
Owned by the same.
And then I think both of those apps have shut down now, and Anchor turned into Spotify for podcasters.
Yeah, I wonder how that's going.
Yeah, and like I said, Spotify Live shut down too. And then then we just switched to recording on my Mac, and it's been better ever since. On my Mac, we started using Google Meet. And it was okay.
Yeah, I remember Google Meet. But Discord's sometimes it messed up.
Discord audio is better and just so much easier.
Yeah. It's way better.
And Google Meet wanted to charge you to use it.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, because I used to record it through them, and then they wanted to charge me. So I was like, no, I'll just record it through OBS or Streamlabs. But it's still then, even the audio is on Discord is just better because it's made for people playing games together and streaming and everything.
And talk and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's a talking and gaming type platform. So obviously the audio is going to be good.
It's doing a podcast remotely is never going to be the same, obviously, as doing in person, but Discord makes it pretty good. Pretty close.
Yeah, and plus Discord also, cuts out background noise and everything
like that.
Cuts out
background noise, and then now, even in a group call, you can adjust each individual's volume if you need to.
Yeah, you can just use your volume.
That makes a big difference. That way somebody's not a lot louder than the other, and you have no way to control it.
Yeah, which right now I have you guys max both, but...
I'm still waiting to get my live episode. In person.
Yeah, me and Rylan, we've done a lot. It'll
be a while, Colin. We've done eight or nine or something.
Well, we've been remote from everybody. I do live further away.
Yeah, you do live quite a bit further away. Rylan's about 4.5-5 hours away, and you're a lot more than that.
But 10. About 10 hours or so. Because you're 5 to 6 hours from me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, from Ashton, that would be 10 to maybe 11 hours or so. Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Roughly.
Yeah. Not something you just drive down on the weekend and do a podcast episode real quick.
And then drive back.
Yeah.
Not yet, anyways.
Yeah.
Just buy a helicopter.
Maybe when we go full time, we'll have more time just to, run around and stay a while.
Go full time would be a tax write off.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah. Get a studio and just fly to the studio every week.
Sorry. In between.
Yeah.
Just find a whole office or something. Get an office. Little office building or something.
That would honestly be all right, just to have a little office place, just to leave your computer and everything set up.
Yeah, and then
that way you don't have to put it up away
whatever
from
you
kids
need to do
when you're done.
I don't got that problem.
I would say Ronald don't have a problem. He is the kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
The youngest one out of all of us.
I'll tell you what, a standing desk helps a lot, though, keeping Zachary away because it's taller and he can't reach it. So, now when I put it down like a normal desk, then he can. But if I'm done for the night or the day or whatever, I put it up as high as it'll go. He don't bother.
Yeah, he can just stand underneath it.
Yeah.
My desk, it goes all the way up to
mine's stuck at 3 feet. That's where it stays.
It's not even the size it goes right now.
Yeah,
it can go another 7 inches taller. All right, guys. That's all the topics we have. We appreciate you for watching or listening. Watch us live on Kick and YouTube. Join our Discord. Once we get 30 members, we will have a movie night and also may have a giveaway of some sort. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube account, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our Instagram, Twitter, pretty much everything but Facebook. Buy our merch on Redbubble and Printify. If you want custom merch, you can DM us on Instagram or Discord. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now. Save big.